We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and André Mellet in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, these four excellent exponents of the game are going to try and speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And according to how well they do it, they will either gain points or their opponents will gain points. And if you don't already know the rules, the rest will become apparent as we play the game. Clement Freud, will you begin the game for us this week? Well, as the yo-yo season is upon us, the subject of the ambassador thought of you to start the program this week is playing with my yo-yo. 60 seconds starting now.
When I got my first yo-yo, the toy shop manager said, it is absolutely essential that you play this with your hands outside your pockets, a principle to which I've adhered ever since. I have run down streets and walked up alleyways, cantered along avenues and screeched on a motorbike.
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
A deviation. Cantering up avenues and everything. Nothing to do with playing with his yo-yo. It's avoiding playing. It couldn't be.
Well, you see, the thing is, you haven't seen Clement Freud canter, have you? And some people might well describe
it. No, but he was talking about not playing with his yo-yo rather than playing
with his
yo-yo.
Well, actually, Peter, to be quite fair, I got the impression that all the time he was cantering and dodging up these alleyways, which I must say, with Clement Freud, seems pretty obvious, he was actually playing with his yo-yo at the same time. I think it's a very good try, but I must disagree with the challenge, which means that Clement Freud gains a point and he keeps the subject, and there are 38 seconds left for playing with my yo-yo. Starting now.
And all this time, in the course of each of these pastimes, my right finger had enveloped around it a small noose of string at the end of which hung a yo-yo. Suspended could be another word for this. Up it went and down. It collapsed to the floor and rose slowly into the air.
André Mellet, you have challenged. Why?
Deviation. If your yo-yo collapses to the floor, it won't come up again.
I think that's a very fair challenge.
Well, if you pull...
Very, very clever, no? If it really collapses...
You pull it.
Yes, but it doesn't actually come up again.
And ever since it came out of the string.
No. You can pull it up, but it will not come up the string again, which is what you conveyed.
I bow to your superior knowledge.
Thank you very much,
Clement Freud.
It's so nice when they're so sporting for a change, isn't it? André, I agree with your challenge, so you take a point, and you're also the subject, and there are 16 seconds for playing with my yo-yo, starting now.
My yo-yo is small and golden and furry, and I keep it in a little box in the country.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
Oh, I'm so bored.
Well, obviously, you're not a yo-yo.
What a load of rubbish. We know it's all lies, deviation, I'll think.
Well, I'm sorry. As bored as you may be, Kenneth, I'm sorry. You're obviously not a yo-yo fan. I disagree with your challenge. So, André keeps the subject. She gains another point. And there are 9 seconds, André, for playing with my yo-yo, starting now.
A charming little hamster. Delightful company.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
First of all, we had a description where she's supposed to be playing with it. We had a description of the fur and the gold. Now we're getting hamsters. What's it got to do with playing with yo-yos? It's deviation.
All right, all right. She's gone on to hamsters, away
what?
From yo-yos.
Quite.
That's its name.
What?
Yo-yo.
The subject is playing with it, not the names of hamsters, dear.
Actually, I do see her point. She was going to tell us...
You may see her point, but I certainly don't. Never had women on the show in the first place. Lose.
I think, André, to be fair here, you didn't reach
Thank
the point
right,
of telling...
Nick,
oh, shut up,
judge,
Kenneth,
very
for
good
God's sake.
Lovely
you did
chairman,
not tell us in time that your lovely hamster chairman, was called Yo-Yo. So Kenneth managed to get in before that with a challenge, which I agree. 6 seconds for playing with my yo-yo, Kenneth, starting now.
Playing with my yo-yo is something, thankfully, that I gave up many years ago and turned to more intellectual pursuits.
The whistle, which is blown by Ian Messiter, who sits beside me, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Kenneth Williams, so he has a lead at the end of that round. Alongside André Mellet. André, your turn to begin. The subject, friendship. Can you talk to us about...
She really much about that, mate.
You'll get your chance, Kenneth. Friendship, Andre, can you talk for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
This is something we all need and value, the kindness and generosity of spirit of one fellow being for another. When you are speaking on a difficult subject like playing with your yo-yo, to feel that somebody by your side is in sympathy and wants you to win and get that extra point, this is real friendship. And I feel that I...
Clement Freud, you've challenged
hesitation.
Her. Hesitation, yes. Actually, Peter Jones, I would have challenged her. Then you said the man sitting beside you is in sympathy, wanting you to get the extra point. You weren't. You were trying to get one off her.
Why, no, I thought you was going to say something very interesting, and I wanted to go on.
Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge, and so you gain a point. You take over the subject of friendship. There are 37 seconds left, starting now.
Friendship has been described as fellow feeling, or to put it another way, having Kenneth Williams' hand on my knee again. This I find very pleasant and endearing. And many an evening...
Peter Jones, why do you challenge?
A deviation.
Yes.
Nothing to get...
Kenneth, sit
down. Must be.
You've had it on yours as well, so come off it.
Great. Yes.
Well, it must be, describing his hand on his knee and everything.
It's going further than friendship, isn't it?
Well... But jealousy is not a subject.
I know. That was a good reply of yours, Clement, but I agree with Peter Jones's challenge, so he gains a point and he takes the subject of friendship. And there are 24 seconds left, starting now.
Oscar Wilde said...
No, Clement Freud, you challenged.
Hesitation?
No, because he hadn't got going and he's new to the game.
Of course he hadn't got going, that's why it's hesitation.
I know.
If he got going, it wouldn't have been hesitant.
As a member of the show, this is only his second
Oh, I see, they're different rules, you mean?
Yes, at this moment,
oh,
there's
fine.
A different rule.
I'm supposed to start speaking when you say now, is that right? Right.
Peter Jones has only been with the show once before. You've been with it for 3 years now.
Oh, let's have arts and flowers in a minute.
Peter Jones has a point. He keeps the subject. Friendship, 23 seconds left, starting now.
Oscar Wilde said that there is no friendship between men and women. There is love, enmity, and passion, but no friendship. And I always think that there's a great deal of truth in that, though after what Andre Melle has just told me about her feelings, about what she's thinking and what I'm saying...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
I would have said with anyone else, it would have been hesitation. But...
Clement, that you were playing for a laugh and that round of applause and not showing the unsporting feelings that you're displaying, because I agree with your challenge. There was a very definite hesitation. I thought you were unsporting before, not letting Peter Jones get going. You have a point and 5 seconds for friendship, Clement, starting now.
In the close tonight, 10 to make and a match to win, a bumping pitch and a blinding light.
On that occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point, which gives him a lead over Andre Melle and Kenneth Williams, who are equal in third place. In other words...
Maybe losing, but I've got lovely eyelashes.
And I will say this, Kenneth, your eyelashes come over beautifully on radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject we've thought of is bangers. Can you go on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
I'm not thinking of pork sausages. I'm thinking of rather old motor cars.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of I am thinking.
He said, I'm not thinking.
I call you out, Clever Dick. I'll Clever Dick.
Peter Jones has another point, and there are 55 seconds left for bangers, starting now.
In 7 words.
Of rather old motor cars, and they often have very good engines. I'd like the oldest motor car that I've ever seen, with a very modern...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of motor car.
That is right, yes. You've got him going, Clement. It's very difficult sometimes. You get intimidated by the...
Let you go on and on with your career in and up and down your blooming rose with your rotten old yo-yo. Didn't give him a chance to get out his old banger.
I know.
Great.
This is all arm and arm.
You are acrimonious, you are. That's your trouble. Acrimonious, isn't he?
But I agree with that challenge, so you gain a point, Clement, and you take over the subject of bangers, and there are 47 seconds left, starting now.
I am not thinking of pork sausages. I am thinking.
Peter Jones has a challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
I agree. Peter Jones, you have a point, and there are 43 seconds for bangers starting now.
Practically everybody I know has this fantasy of driving a very old-looking motor car and passing all the other sleek vehicles because theirs has a very powerful engine.
Andre Merry's challenge, why?
Sort of fall over hesitation.
A fall over? I mean a hesitation or not a hesitation?
Well, wasn't a fall over at all. He said there, and then he said theirs. There was no fall over at all.
Theirs.
It was quite clear to me.
It was hesitation.
Really, colouring the description.
Was. Natural colouring. Natural colouring.
And he hesitated.
Trying to make it more exciting. I don't think I hesitated.
No,
I think
no, it's that Andre Mellet jumping on people if I even had a chance.
Yes.
We shouldn't
have had women on.
We oughtn't to have women on this.
Nothing to do with being a woman.
You've all expressed yourself beautifully. Now, can we get on with the game? Because I agree with Andre's challenge. She has a
nothing to do with being a woman. She's trigger happy.
That's right, yes.
And she also has a point, and she has 33 seconds to take over the subject of bangers starting now.
Sausages can be delicious with mash or toad in the hole. This is something I remember from my childhood, and we used to call them bangers. They were large, usually overcooked, rather black around the edges, and something that we had on Mondays at...
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
She hesitated before she said and after she said and. Hesitated twice. I gave her a chance the first time.
Peter, I'm delighted to see you now are seeing how the game is and I completely disagree with your challenge. And Andre has a point, and there are 16 seconds for bangers starting now.
This is something that little boys like to do. Come up to you with two fingers pointed at you and go...
Kenneth Williams, why...
This is family entertainment. I'm not even listening to a load of filth. He was pointing this, yes, digital. I'm not going to say what she said, but the digital reference
actually,
is something. I'm not going to sit here. My mother brought me up decent. I had a cloistered life. I should be in the tonsure. I'm more at home in a monastery. I really am.
You couldn't play Just a Minute in a monastery.
No,
you have to take a vow of silence in a monastery. You'd be useless
there.
Oh,
that's Trappist, dear.
Well, you get trapped frequently, yeah. Andre Merry illustrated that two fingers were pointing. They were not what you were suggesting. And must point out to the listeners, as it's radio, that she was actually pointing her two fingers as if they were a gun. She was not deviating. She keeps the subject. There are 11 seconds for bangers, Andre, starting now.
My small nephew said to me, let's go to the toy shop. I don't want a yo-yo.
Kenneth Williams, why did you challenge?
So she's bangers, not her small nephew. She's always dragging her relatives in. Babies and all this regurgitation. We don't want
but
it. Now, look
her
here.
Her nephew wanted, did not want a banger. She established that.
She
so
didn't.
So she was not deviating from the subject on the card. So she gains another point. And the
you're obviously
seconds.
On her side. You get the job.
There are 8 seconds for Andre on bangers starting now.
There's a certain kind of firework which makes a most enormous bang. It's extremely popular with small children.
Well, bangers has brought Andre Merry from a rather poor third position to into a very commanding lead.
Yeah, through cheating half the time. That's where she got it.
Sometimes it's difficult to decide which way to give the decision, but I try to be as fair as possible. And Peter Jones and Clement Freud are equal in second place, and Kenneth is just in fourth place. Kenneth, it's your turn.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
We've heard enough from you.
Wasting my fragrance on the desert air.
It's funny you should mention the word desert, because you don't believe the subject that Ian Mester's thought of for you. Coconuts.
Oh. Coconuts.
So let's hear you go for just a minute on coconuts, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, just outside Kurunagala, which was in the ancient time the capital of Ceylon, I sat in a coconut grove, and one of these things fell down quite near to a friend of mine. And he said, you know, they're awfully dangerous, these coconuts. And I said, quite right. So we ought to get a chopper and cut them down, do it here. So we went up this trunk. I'm very good at scaling up the trunk, you see. And
Clement,
I don't care
challenge.
Such a row. Went to cut down this coconut. What do you think happened?
What?
This horrible cobra come out. I flew!
too. And I shot at the commanding officer. There's a cobra up this tree. And he said, wait a minute, I'll get my Webley. And he got his Webley, and we were all saying, Sabrak, and shot this cobra stone dead. What about that? Isn't that fantastic? Right in a coconut grove. That actually happened.
Right, thank you very much. That was absolutely delightful. We thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm glad you're here to tell the story. About a half a minute ago, you were challenged by Clement Freud. What was the challenge?
Repetition of trunk.
Yes, there were two trunks.
Oh, that was referring to the elephant that was there at the time.
But the elephant didn't bring the tree down. It was your commanding officer with his Webley. Right, Clement, I agree with your challenge. You have a point, and there are 32 seconds for coconuts, starting now.
Sitting in a pool in Rio de Janeiro the other week, I was amazed to find the coconuts
Andre
Mellie, are...
you've challenged. Why?
Showing off.
Of course he is. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Nevertheless.
That, Andre, very good having women on the show. Intelligent girl.
But I
deviation,
just...
you've established a point, so you get
but
the subject.
Listen,
go
you
on,
can
dear,
be
go
as
on,
dreary. You can be as dreary or
that's
boring
why I'm on this
or
show.
Conceited or pompous as you like. And, Clement, you have a point, and there are 23 seconds for coconuts starting now.
I was approached by an elderly Brazilian who said to me, look... And I opened my eyes and saw what looked...
Kenneth Williams, why did you challenge?
Well, he's just said he opened his eyes and he couldn't have seen the approach of the elderly Brazilian. So it's all deviation.
I heard him.
And I don't believe elderly Brazilians come up to him anyway.
Clement, if you heard him, you wouldn't have known he was elderly.
Exactly! Brilliant! Brilliant! There's no flies on him, eh? Brilliant!
You have gained a point, and the subject of coconuts. 15 seconds left, starting now.
Well, they are wonderful when it comes to sound effects, because they can actually make the illusion of a horse clopping along the road with these in a studio. I come through once, and I couldn't believe this girl. She had two arms in her own.
Well, at the end of that round, Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, and he is now very definitely in fourth place. He's still trailing 1 point behind Peter Jones, who is 3 points behind our joint leaders, who are now Andre Mellie and Clement Freud. Andre Mellie, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is gossip. Can you talk to us about gossip for 60 seconds, starting now?
Did you know that Nicholas Parsons was mad about Enola Wynne? Kenneth Williams auditioned for the young generation. These are the kind of things that people say, and they may be true or not, and we call it gossip. Most of us enjoy it. Women are accused of gossiping very much more than men, and I don't think this is true. A man loves a nice bit of a...
Kenneth Williams, wife or child?
Man twice.
So, Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 35 seconds for gossip, starting now.
Oh, indeed, this has proved to be the source of some of our finest historical information. One could quote Suetonius, for example, about Tiberius in that villa where all those filthy practices went on under those murals. There is the famous account from Saint-Simon of the reception of the Duke of Vendôme on the chaise per se. Apparently he was carrying out his toilet for the embassy of Padua, and they were so disgusted they said, oh, what a disgrace.
Well, that interesting piece of historical knowledge, which none of us dare to challenge...
Because it happens to be true, mate, that's why. I'll show you.
Brought Kenneth Williams up a little ahead of Peter Jones, who's in fourth place, behind our joint leaders, Andre Mellie and Clement Freud. And the subject is now with you, Peter. Your turn to begin. The subject is canons. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
They are the most...
Kenneth Williams...
Hesitation.
Is that?
Hesitation.
Yes, I know, but I'm not going to allow it. Because it's only the second time he's played the game.
No, don't mind me. Just kick me as you pass.
Can I wait till after the programme? Peter... Next week, I'm afraid I can't be quite so lenient. You do have to begin as soon as I say.
You mean I'm coming next week?
I'll put it to the audience. Shall we have Peter Jones next week?
You see, Peter, I don't want charity, you know. I mean, it's too humiliating someone in my position.
What you holding that begging bowl for?
Exactly. It's very worrying.
Well, stop hanging it out and give him the subject.
Peter, you have a point, and the subject is cannons. It's still with you. There are 56 seconds left, starting now.
I'll take the other meaning of the word. That is a kind of war machine for firing shells and shot at...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Because the cannon did not fire shells, it fired balls, as we all know.
And these cannonballs were sometimes referred to as shells.
That's absolute shells.
Never, ever referred to as shells. Indeed, Drake, when he was playing these bowls, as opposed to balls, on the green, was heard to remark, "Is that a cannonball that's coming over? Is it the invasion?" And they said yes, and he rushed out, as you know, into the Golden Hind, which doesn't mean his behind was golden. And defeated them by sheer agility. In and out of the fleet it went. In and out, bang, crash, bang, crash. Just like the Spitfires in the war business, you see.
Yes.
Same thing.
Thank you very much, Kenneth. That was delightful. We really enjoyed that. Marvellous. Peter Jones has another point, and there are 45 seconds left to continue with cannons. Peter, starting now.
One of them was made into a war memorial. I always think that's rather a depressing thing. It's in Hyde Park.
Did Kenneth Williams, your challenge?
Deviation of it's depressing. We don't want it on this show saying, shut up! Shut up!
Kenneth, if you'd said hesitation...
I'm not going to be overruled on this. That all hurt me.
Last week he hurt his hand and he's got so excited he banged his hand again and it's hurt the same place. Kenneth... It doesn't matter how boring or dreary you may think it is. He was not deviating from the subject of the card, cannons. So, Peter, there are 40 seconds for cannons, starting now.
Situated in Hyde Park Corner, and this thing is made of either cement or stone. I'm not sure which it is. And it commemorates the fallen in the Royal Artillery during the First World War. And I always think a very...
Kenneth...
Well, again, we're on this depressing subject. I mean, I don't come here. I don't want to hear all about fallen and wars. I mean...
Why are you challenging?
I thought it was time they heard from me.
Peter gains another point, and there are 25 seconds, Peter, for you to continue with cannons starting now.
Well, he complained that they're depressing, and of course they are, but so would cemeteries be, or operations, and if you choose subjects
Andre
like Mellor, this...
Andre Mellor, you've challenged why?
Deviation, because cemeteries and operations have nothing to do with cannons.
Yes, I agree with Andre's challenge, so she has 19 seconds for cannons on Andre starting now.
They are something to do with the ecclesiastical hierarchy. I think they come a little below a bishop. But I'm not quite certain. Usually...
Clement Freud, we've challenged. Why?
Deviation. She's not quite certain. She shouldn't talk about
precisely.
It.
Precisely. Now, there you are.
Whether you are certain or not, you have to keep talking in just a minute, otherwise you'll be had up for hesitation. So though you know nothing, you have to keep going, and I disagree with the challenge. 10 seconds left. Andre, starting now.
Usually rather old and sometimes doddery, they can be found in clubs like the Athenaeum.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Because she knows nothing about the Athenaeum. She's never been there. She's no right to discuss this subject at all.
But
therefore,
she could
I
have...
will take it over now. Cannon, so, of course, was the bloke who gave his name to the law, because he said, oh, law, so they said canon law. You know, that's how it all began. Well, this canon...
Thank you very much. She could have read about the Athenaeum, so I disagree with the challenge. 6 seconds for Andre to continue with cannons, starting now.
I knew one in Birkdale once. I used to have to go to Sunday school, and he took it, and he was charming and made you...
Well, I'm afraid we have no more time. I see that our 30 minutes is almost up. So that is the last round, and Andre Mellor scored the final point for speaking when the whistle went. Kenneth Williams was in fourth place. Clement Freud was in third place. Peter Jones, 3 points behind our lady winner, Andre Mellor. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman in Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.